Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, former United States Senator Richard Bryan joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Follow the money.
Who's getting rich while making our laws?
Let's take a look at what records show about Adam Laxalt.
Laxalt owns stock in ExxonMobil and Chevron.
And sided with Big Oil when he was Attorney General.
Laxalt also owns stock in pharmaceutical companies.
And sided with Big Pharma against a plan lowering drug prices.
When they make money, he makes money.
It's all true. The real Adam Laxalt.
Just selling us out and cashing in.
S&P is responsible for the content of this ad.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program former United States Senator Dick Bryan. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Sam, it's a pleasure to be back with you. We date and go back many, many years, and I hope there'll be many more years that we'll be able to do this sort of thing.
Thank you. We actually go back to 1980.
Oh, my Lord.
At this point, we're talking 42 years of talking to each other, and thank you.
Sam, a lot of your audience wasn't even around in 1980 yet. They wouldn't be able to relate what it was like there. No cell phones.
Right.
Yeah. No computers for most people. There may have been some high-tech companies, but... No Apple. It's just amazing the changes that have occurred. Of course, the industry that you're part of has kind of led some of those changes.
Yes, and we were recording on videotape back then.
Yes.
And now it's all digital. I want to ask you a question about the past, because somebody somewhere along the line a few years ago put me on the mailing list for a magazine called Nevada Gaming Lawyer.
Yes.
And it is the most amazing magazine. It has great stories all the time about some of the great figures in our state, especially in the gaming industry, obviously. But you wrote a major piece in the current edition of that magazine, and you talk about your life.
Yes.
And I just wanted to start out by saying, as you went back to write that story, that must have triggered a lot of emotions and memories for you. What was the most outstanding one?
Well, some of the memories that triggered it were not included in the magazine article, Sam. But, you know, I grew up in Las Vegas. The boys, as they were called at the Desert Inn, Mo Dalitz, Allard Rowland, and Ruby Kolod. Ruby Kolod's daughter was a couple classes behind me, and I knew some of her friends, and they had a pool on the old Desert Inn golf course. And I remember being over there and meeting him for the first time. He didn't know me from Adam. I remember that. I remember when I was appointed a public defender. One of the first things that I had to do was to get accommodations. And the economy had slowed down those periodic, this was not a recession, but there was a lot of commercial space downtown. the building that was new at 309 South 3rd Street, Harold Wandus Ford, used to be Pioneer, but the title Insurance and Trust, beautiful, brand new, was prepared to give me some tenant improvements. I was getting some pressure to go where the D is today at 3rd and Fremont, and the primary tenant downstairs was C.H. Baker's Shoes. Upstairs were law offices and that sort of thing. I was getting pressure to go there. I was too naive to know what was happening. So I made my recommendation to the county commissioners, and they rejected it. Now, John Mowbray, you know, like Hillary Clinton says, you know, takes a community. I didn't do everything by myself. John Mowbray, a very powerful district court judge, was in my camp. And he'd taken the initiative to get the public defender program started. And there was a grant that the Ford Foundation was going to make available to the county. I was selected, and when this thing was not approved, my lease was not approved, it was maybe a few days later in court. There were a lot of lawyers there waiting for their cases. Mowbray had a hair trigger, but he was an Irishman, and my God, if there's an Irish organization, he belonged to it. Had a voice that when he sang Danny Boy, it made the Ulsterman break into tears. So I'm just sitting there, 28 years old, and all of a sudden he thundered, "Today! Today!" I said, what's going to happen? And then he looked at me and pointed. That young man was supposed to start the public defender's office. And he dramatically pointed upstairs to where the county commissioners met. But they're about to screw this thing around, and the Ford Foundation would not. Now remember, I'm appointed not for a term. I thought I might be finished before I began. Yet they didn't want to screw around with Mowbray. And the next day, or the next meeting, I should say, they approved it. The backstory: the boys at the Desert Inn owned the building, and the county obviously would be a prime tenant. And they didn't talk to me. I think this kid's so naive. What is he going to say? What is he going to do? And they'd been lobbying the county commission. Nothing improper about that. But that was, yeah.
What do you remember in more detail about your time as you were coming up as an attorney and living in what was essentially a mob town at that point?
Well, first of all, I think the big misimpression is that the mob ran the town. Totally untrue. Were they there? Yes. Did they have influence? Absolutely. What they wanted was to be left alone. You know, they were doing their skimming, and if there were two quality candidates running for whatever office, let's say governor, typically they hedged their bets and supported both, gave them campaign contributions. So I had virtually no contact with the mob at all during my years. I knew they were around, but I had really no contact with them at all. You knew who they were, at least a lot of them. Later, you know, when I was attorney general and governor, all the issues with the Stardust, the Tropicana Hotel, and some other properties where we were trying to get the mob out, I was really involved in that, and my deputies in the Attorney General's office were leading the charge against them, and they made some significant developments. One of the issues, Sam, is, okay, we take the mob out, but that closes the casino, and this one particular time when I was governor, Christmas was just a few weeks away. And so the deputies devised a system which was not in the law at that time, where the Gaming Commission could appoint a supervisor, keep the casino open, that was challenged in court. Harry Claiborne ruled against us at the federal court level. Colorful guy, another one of the real characters. And I argued the case in the Court of Appeals, and we were successful. We needed one other thing. It did not take the money away that's generated during the period of the supervisorship. In other words, they still made money, but they weren't skimming at all on the deal. That was something the next legislature. So I was involved in some of those sort of things, Sam, but I was never threatened. My old friend Harry Reid, as you know, there was a bomb
right.
planted in his car, and So I was Attorney General at the time, and I used to ask, what are you going to do? With tongue in cheek, I said, Bonnie starts the car every morning. Not true.
let me ask you about Harry Claiborne.
Yes.
He ended up in federal prison.
Yes.
Was he railroaded, in your opinion?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Harry was a target, no question about that. I don't know who was the one that really kind of launched, but I don't think he, but Harry had a lot of support, as you well know.
Yes.
One of the issues for the Bar Association, would they revoke his license to practice law? And many very prominent lawyers, George Dickerson, who I think was one of the most highly respected lawyers of his generation, was very supportive of Harry retaining, and I think he probably felt that Harry was unfairly treated. I can't say that, Sam. I really don't know, and I wasn't really involved in that.
Let me ask you about, as you were coming up, and you and Harry Reid were coming up,
yeah.
You were known as conservative Democrats.
Yes.
You'd be called Blue Dog Democrats today.
Yeah.
How have things changed? You know, do you still feel the same way? You know, because the state has changed so much. Las Vegas has grown so
yes.
much. I think when you got here, it was like 15,000 people. It was not a very big state.
No,
Or Las Vegas was not a very big town.
Yeah, no, Las Vegas. My dad came here in 1926 as a senior in high school. May have had 2,500 people, the whole state, 7,500.
Wow.
75,000 in the whole state. By the time we came back, I was born in D.C. when he was going to law school. When we came back in January of 42, 8,500 people. When I graduated from Las Vegas High School in the mid-50s, probably about 50,000. Yeah, it was small. And it was fun. I mean, Las Vegas High School was the center of my universe. No university, no competing high schools, no charter schools or anything like that. And going to Las Vegas High School, it was kind of like getting a Fulbright. I mean, my God, I could hardly wait to be a Wildcat, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, though. You know, as you ran as a conservative Democrat,
yeah.
How does that compare with conservatives and Democrats today?
Well, and Sam, let me correct you a bit. I don't know if I ran as a conservative Democrat. I was certainly moderate, you know what I mean? And most of the Democrats would have fit into that category. But for example, I was very supportive of the ERA and a number of very progressive, by today's terminology, and there was the element that was much, much more liberal than I, and they didn't give me as much trouble as today. You know, the Bernie Sanders wing of the party is considerably more liberal than some of us old-time Democrats, but they were there, and but it wasn't. Today, Sam, it's much more difficult, much more difficult. I mean, you've got, you know, social media outlets. You've got so many vehicles that people have a platform to talk about, and it's created a split, as you know, in the party to some extent.
Do you follow Twitter, Facebook, any of these things?
I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. I mean, I obviously have a computer, and I do have a podcast that I watch every day, and I enjoy that. And I have a subscription to the New York Times, the E edition, and I'm still a news junkie. And yeah.
Well, I think you're leading a much healthier, happier life by not being on Facebook and Twitter. Let's take a break. We have more questions for you right after this timeout.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow.
And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former United States Senator Dick Bryan. I remember your campaign for Attorney General where you were slamming the jail door shut. You
yes.
remember that one?
Yes.
Was that use a gun, go to jail? Yeah,
Sam, your memory is flawless, yes. Not many people would, yeah. And allegedly, we filmed that where one of the scenes from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kids. I don't know that we were ever able to authenticate that, but it was a bank and in Winnemucca, Nevada. Yeah.
Oh, is that right? It was
yeah,
in Winnemucca. So, but you were the tough on crime attorney general.
Yeah, I did. I did. On the other hand, you know, I had been in the public defender's office, and you know, we were advocating. I mean, in those times, every decision that the Supreme Court handed down dealing with criminal justice gave additional protections to the defendant. So we waited for those decisions to come down, grabbed a copy of the advance sheet, and almost every one of those cases had something that helped our clients, whether it was new legislation with lineup, obviously, you know, the Miranda decision. And before that, there was a decision that if this defendant said, I want to talk to my lawyer first, they couldn't take a statement from him, or if they did, it was thrown out in court.
So you're governor of the state.
Yep.
You're in your second term.
Yes.
And the opportunity arises for you to run for Senate.
Yeah.
What triggered your decision to go for it?
That had never been part of the grand plan. From the time I was in the eighth grade, I always wanted to be governor. I knew what I wanted to do, and it was a slow climb, but I was very, very fortunate. And, you know, I lived at 606 Mountain Street, didn't have any mortgage or rent to pay. I was doing the thing that I had dreamed about as a kid, and I'd had a very nice election for the second term. I got 72% of the vote, carried every county in the state, and I was happily ensconced at 606 Mountain Street. Well, Reed calls, and you got to run. Senator Heck, not a bad guy, was deemed vulnerable. You got to, Harry, I'm not interested in doing it. I was getting more and more calls, some from former governors who I had served with. So they said, look, we've got a group of potential candidates going to run for governor in the fall elections. So I went back there, big mistake. I went back there, and God, there was Chuck Robb, Lyndon Johnson's son-in-law, Bob Kerry, great sense of humor, Bob Graham, who was the one I was probably closest to, and all of a sudden, the juices began to flow. And so they said, well, why don't you take a poll? Well, I did. And the news was very encouraging. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
I, apparently you're getting a call.
Yeah, yeah.
They're asking you to run again. Hang on, we'll take a break and we'll come right
okay,
back.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250, and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former United States Senator Dick Bryan. So we've handed off your phone to your assistant now.
Oh, good.
And so there'll be no more interruptions from any other president's
Sam,
calling
you. Sam, I need all the help I can get, and I appreciate your assistant doing that for
okay, me. Okay, so the juices are flowing. You've taken a poll.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, well, you know, it'd be fun to serve with Chuck Robb and Bob Graham and Bob Kerry and all those guys that I had served with as governor. And so gradually I got into the race and people were saying, you gotta run now. Because they said, you know, Governor List may be vulnerable. And if another Democrat prevails, he is likely to be there for two terms. So you have a long wait, you better do it now. Well, I began to think so ever so slowly, I got up ahead of steam and I announced. And it was a different race. It really was. Chick was a very fine guy. I'd known him for many years. In fact, we served on the same Senate, State Senate Judiciary Committee. And Chick and I drove back and forth to Carson City for a couple sessions. Yeah.
Well, you know what was funny about his campaign for Senate was that nobody in Northern Nevada knew who he was.
No.
And he was, of course, a leader in the State Senate.
Yep.
And but a tailor from Las Vegas, and they had all these big billboards and this deep voice announcer saying Chick Hecht for, you know, for Senate, and he won the race, and it turned out he was the nicest guy, but he was a little guy. He was nothing like the campaign. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
And then he served the term and then became ambassador to the Bahamas, right?
Yes, yes.
So that was the perfect reward.
Yeah.
So let's move to the present day,
because
we've just got a couple of minutes left. Where do you think we are with today's Senate race? Do you think, because the numbers are so close, and I know that you still keep track of all these things. Where do you think we are with Catherine Cortez Masto and Adam Laxalt?
To state the obvious, it's close. The governor's race is the close. And obviously, the economic climate, inflation, gas prices, people experience that every day. That's tough. I mean, Catherine's mother was a classmate of mine at Las Vegas High School. Her dad, Manny, was very active in politics, and he was a class behind her. So I've known her since she was a child. She's a quality person. I hope she's successful. But she's got a tough race, and she knows it.
Do you think that you would ever see a time when Dina Titus in CD1 would be fighting for her political life?
You know, I did not, but I know Dina very well. And when the redistricting was announced, I think I can say it on the air, she was as mad as a wet hen, because all of a sudden her race became much more competitive by bringing in some people from predominantly Republican districts and siphoning some of the Democrats that have been part of her base to Horsford and Susie Lee, making their race tend a bit more the Democrat. But she kind of felt, well, she can speak for herself. She was mad.
To say the least. And then how do you think the Susie Lee April Becker race is going? Because that one, that's always been a swing district, CD3. You want to throw your thoughts out on that briefly?
Let me say, I think the same thing. It sounds like a broken record, although nobody that's younger than 40 has ever heard of what a record is. Yeah, but it's going to be very close. She's got a competitive race. She's a good candidate. She has an excellent chance to win. But I think it depends upon getting the vote out. And some of the Latino votes apparently are trending Republican. That's not a real good trend line. I don't know how extensive that's going to be. The Democrats have united over the abortion issue, which will drive a lot of women to the polls. That could be very helpful and could carry the day for them.
And that's where we have to leave it. Senator Bryan, it's been my honor to continue to interview you for all these years, and hopefully we get to do it for a lot more years.
I hope so, too. We've wandered down the path, Sam. Yeah.
Yes, we have. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we'll be right back.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologists and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.